From Sports Illustrated, I'm Albert Breer, and this is MMQB News. Each and every weekday afternoon, we'll bring you the biggest news and most important stories from across the NFL. Here's what you need to know for Wednesday, December the 4th.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Giants quarterback Eli Manning is likely to get the start Sunday against the Eagles with starter Daniel Jones in a walking boot. Jones suffered a moderate high ankle sprain in the second quarter against the Packers and was seen riding the stationary bike during Giants practice Tuesday. Jones took over starting duties from Manning in week 3 and has thrown for 2,374 yards, 18 touchdowns, and 11 interceptions, but the Giants haven't won a game since September. Manning lost both of his starts in 2019, passing for 556 yards with 2 touchdowns and 2 interceptions and a 62.9% completion percentage. Giants co-owner Steve Tisch said he and John Mara will evaluate all areas of the franchise at the conclusion of the season before moving forward. The Giants have not improved in year two under head coach Pat Shurmur and are currently 2-10. Panthers quarterback Cam Newton will have surgery to repair the Lisfranc injury in his left foot. Newton initially sustained the injury in the preseason and aggravated against the Bucs in week 2. He has not played since. Newton initially decided not to have surgery after meeting with a foot specialist last month, but landed on IR 4 days later. Prior to this season, Newton had only missed 3 starts in 7 years. This is the second season in a row the 2015 MVP will undergo surgery. He has 1 year left on his current contract, but the Panthers can save $19.1 million by cutting or trading him during the offseason. On Newton, Rivera said, "If you have a settled quarterback situation, you're pretty doggone good. Our problems didn't start until when? Until our quarterback got hurt. So at the end of the day, hopefully the young man is going to be healthy and it'll be a good sign for this team." And owner David Tepper added, "Hopefully Cam's healthy. I frankly don't know, and neither does Cam right now." With his 2-game suspension now over, Steelers center Marquise Pouncey said he didn't regret his actions and that the Steelers-Browns fight was, quote, worth it. Pouncey got involved in the fight after Myles Garrett clocked Mason Rudolph, punching and kicking Garrett and separating him from Rudolph. The NFL fined Pouncey $35,096 and initially suspended him 3 games. Pouncey got the suspension shortened by a game after an appeal. Pouncey also refuted Garrett's claim that Rudolph used a racial slur, saying, quote, "If he was racist, it would have got exposed." Pouncey added, "The NFL had to make a statement, and rightfully so. At the end of the day, the fight didn't look good, but the fight was worth it. No regrets. I've moved on now, man. Everyone had to do their due diligence, but the money was worth it. Trust me." The Saints are re-signing linebacker Monte Teo, who spent the previous 2 seasons with the team but has been out of the NFL this season. The Saints are in need of depth at linebacker after losing Kiko Alonso and AJ Klein, both of whom suffered unspecified injuries Thursday night against Atlanta. Alex Anzalone was lost for the year after suffering a shoulder injury in week 2. Teo was a Heisman runner-up at Notre Dame and spent his first 4 seasons with the Chargers before going to the Saints for 2 years. Teo has started 46 games in his career, 12 for the Saints, and has 301 career tackles. He was a healthy scratch for much of last season, appearing in just 5 games. The Saints also have Craig Robertson and Stephon Anthony as backup options at linebacker. They face the Niners on Sunday. That's the MMQB news for today. Subscribe and listen wherever you get your podcasts each and every weekday afternoon. For more NFL analysis, check out the MMQB NFL podcast and the MMQB on the web at si.com/NFL.